Welcome to the Payment Journal Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack, and on today's episode, we're going to be talking about the Shop Talk event. And to help me with that conversation, I have Raymond Pucci, the Associate Director of Research Services at Mercator Advisory Group. Raymond, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks very much, Ryan. Great to be here.
All right, to get things started off, can you give us a little bit of an overview of the event and what was kind of the focus of Shop Talk and who were the attendees slash exhibitors there?
Sure. Right. This event has really grown in size. It was just the third year of existence, really, and it's held out in Las Vegas, and they outgrew the hotels where they had been the last couple of years, and they were in one of the major exhibit halls, and there were 8,500 attendees. So to give you a sense, Money 2020 has about 12 to 15,000. So Shop Talk has really come into its own and provided, a forum for merchants. It's basically, the way I would describe it, it's where digital meets retail. It's heavily themed on basically internet retailing. So that that really draws as attendees. You have many, many mainline retailers, merchants, and also small and medium-sized merchants that come as well. The exhibitors are primarily e-commerce related firms, as well as payments providers such as issuers and banks. And you have also a good representation from the delivery and the logistics companies that, of course, play a big role in e-commerce.
Excellent. Now, what were some of the key topics and themes that were discussed at the event?
One of the things that jumped out at me in recent years on the merchant side, omnichannel has been the buzzword. Now that that's kind of mainstream, and in fact, you don't hear too much about it. It's kind of assumed, so that brick and mortar retailers want to be able to service their customers online and have a seamless experience. And actually, the reverse is now happening, whereas you have a number of online retailers that are opening up brick and mortar stores. And one of the one obvious example or key example would be how Amazon is getting into brick and mortar, not only with their bookstores, but of course with their purchase of Whole Foods. So, but the phrase I heard used probably most often, and that would be describing a theme, would be multimodal, and that is how shoppers want to buy. It's a term I also use called concierge commerce, which really consumers and shoppers, they decide now how they want to shop, where they want to shop, and when they want to shop. So that brings in this idea of multimodal, that consumers now, based upon different methods and processes available to them, purchases are made and payments are made really via touch, text, voice, and image. So those four things are the modes, that's where the multimodal comes in. And it's not only the big e-commerce players, but the mainstream brick and mortar retailers, are understanding now that the multimodal, they have to respond to, people in person, but also getting into other ways for people to shop, especially using their smartphones.
Great. And I know you kind of briefly touched upon it here, but let's take a deeper dive into kind of some of the payment-related topics that were discussed at Shop Talk.
Yeah, and certainly mobile order and pay, I really think, is now mainstream. And that really, I think, came into its own a few years ago. And the quick service restaurants, the pizza shops, the coffee shops and cafes, like Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts and the like, they really have enabled mobile order and pay to become a very popular way to shop and a way to pay, more importantly, because it's that seamless integration that makes it so easy for people to make a transaction and to pay for it, to order something and to pay for it at the same time. So you have companies that are developers that are integrating mobile order and pay into other into retailers' websites and cafe websites. Other payment-related topics are related to, there were fraud detection companies, a fair amount of those there, because e-commerce fraud is still, you know, in force out there. So merchants now have a tremendous amount of tools to combat fraudulent or attempted fraudulent transactions. Another payment, you know, as I mentioned, mobile order and pay, I think, is more mainstream. What I think you're going to be seeing more of, especially this year, is mobile self-checkout. And, you know, that's really, that's related to payments in the way that customers don't have to stand in line. These are people that are already in the store. You know, of course, with mobile order and pay, it's a remote, it starts remote typically, and then customers come to the store and pick up, you know, their stuff. But with mobile self-checkout, these are people that are in the store. It's a very fast and streamlined way for them to get in and out. And one very interesting presentation was the Amazon Go store that that was introduced a few months ago to the public. That was over a year in testing, because it's such a, it's a convenience type store, about 1,800 square feet footprint, a convenience type store setting in Seattle. And it's a fairly complex set of cameras, sensors, and so on, which I don't think you're going, I don't think that that right now is cost effective or scalable because of the nature of the complexity of the system. The mobile self-checkout that you're going to be seeing more of is what Walmart and through their Sam's Club warehouses, over 400 in the past year or so. It's a scan called Scan and Go. It's a mobile app that's used. Now, you do need to have a monitor check your stuff as you exit the store. The Amazon Go is, there's nobody at the exit, because it's all, you know, transacted through the mobile app, through these sensors and cameras that are used. There's no QR code on a phone that has to be scanned, as is with the Sam's Club and Walmart example. But a key announcement that was made at the show was Macy's, and watch for them this year, because they're going to be kind of the bellwether for mainstream merchants. If mainstream retailers like Macy's can, open up more ways for people to shop. You know, this multimodal theme again. Their brick and mortar sales, of course, have deteriorated, but they're really trying to get people back into the stores. They announced that by the end of this year, 2018, all their stores will have mobile self-checkout. Now, it'll be the mobile app on a scan, the scanning method again, and customers will have to check out and have their receipts verified as they leave the store. But customers will not have to stand in checkout lines if they don't want to. So watch for mobile self-checkout. Probably related to that, I would also include in that category of mobile self-checkout these kiosks that enable people to order something and pay for it at the same time. And that gets back again to the QSR or quick service restaurant space. And I would say McDonald's is one to watch there, as they're really rolling out a lot of these self-service order and pay kiosks as you come in the door of their restaurants.
Great. Now, as we take a look at 2018 and beyond here, what were some of the things that you noticed at Shop Talk that are kind of noteworthy or that are really going to kind of capstone in 2018 and beyond that were mentioned at the event?
Right. Well, certainly, as I've just mentioned, the mobile self-checkout, I think, is going to really come into its own this year. You're also seeing, which isn't so much, although it would have to be considered, it isn't so much of a payments play, but you're going to be seeing more augmented reality and virtual reality. And that gets back to retailers like the apparel stores, say again, a Macy's, that are going to use virtual reality for people to be able to basically try on clothes or see how they look in different clothes at home, you know, using a tablet or a computer. And that's where the virtual reality comes in, or actually that's more of a augmented reality, which is an enhancement. The virtual reality is actually, you know, creating a new environment. And that would be useful for department stores or furniture stores or the home improvement stores like Lowe's or Home Depot that will be able to use and will be trying this out. The virtual reality, say, to furnish a home. You know, you're moving into a home or an apartment or you want to remodel something, and you'll be able to, via a virtual reality application, put in the dimensions of the room and put in different pieces of furniture, different colors, you know, see how it looks. So, and I would anticipate there would be some sort of a payment method in that. But the idea is, you know, which is kind of a very, very basic form of machine learning and artificial intelligence that would be used to be able to select different items based upon the customer's likes and dislikes. So, you know, virtual and augmented reality are things to look for. And also, it will be interesting to see how they work in the payments plan that, but that'll be part of the application, I anticipate.
All right. Thank you very much for taking the time today for speaking to us about the Shop Talk event, and we hope to have you back on the podcast real soon.
Excellent. Thanks very much again, Ryan. Take care.
That wraps up another episode of the Payments Journal podcast. If you're interested in being part of the podcast, please reach out to us at info@mercatoradvisorgroup.com. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, and we look forward to keeping you up to date with the latest payment news.